В России с сегодняшнего дня вступил в силу закон об ужесточении контроля над деятельностью анонимизированных
The announcement from Rostia One TV about the new internet law coming into force in Russia today. It regulates the use of technologies enabling users to search anonymously. There is concern that the law may make it harder for Russians to bypass internet censorship. Signed by President Putin in July, the law imposes restrictions on avoidance tools such as virtual private networks. Companies providing them will be obliged to closely cooperate with the Russian media watchdog and comply with its requests. There are worries that this could also affect big firms which use VPN to allow staff to access servers from outside the office. For more on this, I spoke to Ksenia Idrovosov from the BBC Monitoring in Moscow and asked her why the use of virtual private networks was popular in Russia.
Virtual private networks provide some privacy so that it will be harder to and almost impossible to track you down and to identify your geographical location. So it is one of the basic human rights for anonymity. The law that has come into force today, on the 1st of November, is not a direct ban on the use of proxy avoidance tools. On the contrary, it imposes some restrictions on the use of these tools. For example, now VPN providers will need to register with the Russian media watchdog, Roskomnadzor, and they will also need to ban special websites that are included on the blacklist of the media watchdog. Also, it is interesting that VPNs, despite popular belief, they do not provide anonymity, but they can give you some privacy in the use of the internet.
Russian citizens who are searching the web at home may be using these virtual private networks, these VPNs, and if they access a banned site, could they be tracked and arrested?
We do not know that. We only know that Russian social media community has been agonizing whether the watchdog will trace them or not. But IT experts are unanimous saying that it won't, because it will be up to VPN providers to block those websites.
What kinds of websites are banned by the media watchdog, and is that list increasing?
The list is definitely increasing. It is up to the media watchdog to identify those suspect websites, and they usually contain some extremist materials.
Is there a fear that after this law, that more websites will be banned that don't perhaps contain extremist material?
Unfortunately, we don't know that yet, but according to IT experts, the law can have similar unwanted consequences to those which arose when the watchdog created a single register of banned domain names. And on one occasion, it resulted in the blocking of the Google.ru website, only briefly, but it happened.
So there's a fear that this could lead to more complications down the line.
It is only the first step, so it's really hard to say where it would lead to. But critics say that it's yet another step towards increased government control over the internet.
Do you know how wide the use is of these VPN, these virtual private networks?
I don't have the exact numbers, but there's definitely been a lot of fuss recently about VPNs, with social media users posting links to VPN tools. And social media community has taken it with a bit of irony. So I have seen different tweets and some users say, press like if you're reading this news story through a VPN.
Could this new law have repercussions for employees of corporations who use virtual private networks to get access to their network from outside the office?
Well, it is true that in the corporate work setting, VPNs allow employees to securely access an intranet from outside the office, although this new Russian law provides exemption for those VPNs. However, critics say that it is unclear how exactly the media watchdog will differentiate between private VPNs and corporate VPNs.
And that was Ksenia Idrisova from BBC Monitoring in Moscow.